Hello Amy, I'm Lieutenant Colonel Retired Stuart Berman. I'm formerly QDG, Queen's Dragoon Guards, and I am a civil servant now. And my role here in Bovington is I'm the garrison staff officer.
Now we're just driving around, so tell me a little bit about the camp.
Okay, well what we're doing now is driving through the Allenby Barracks Tank Park and the hangars and explaining that we've got 450 odd armoured vehicles on establishment here. And this is where we conduct all the training for not just the Royal Armoured Corps, but also other combat arms such as gunners, infantry, artillery, etc. We're driving through the garrison really just to a feel for what goes on here in Bovington as we approach our 100th anniversary.
How many different types of... I mean, we've just driven past several huge heavy artillery vehicles. If you could just maybe run us through some of the equipment that you have here on site.
Well, crikey, it starts with Challenger 2 main battle tanks at the top end of the scale. And, of course, anything in between, be it wheeled or tracked armoured vehicles, will be here in the Bovington region in the armour centre. And we're just driving past a Mastiff. And I can see in the distance that we've got a couple of foxhounds and one or two jackals lingering in the background too. So if it's in the Army's inventory, it's probably here in Bovington as well.
And camp is, I mean, we were discussing the actual parameters of Bovington earlier. It's a huge camp.
Yeah, Bovington's got about 4,500 acres roughly of training area. And that includes an 8-kilometre all-weather driving circuit, which is clearly concrete surface. And then in the middle of that, then we've got an extensive network of forest tracks and trails, which is our cross-country driver training area. And down at Lulworth in the gunnery school, there's another 7,000 acres, I think it is from the top of my head, which is where clearly the ranges and the range danger areas are to allow us to fire everything from 5.56 millimetre rifle up to 120 tank gun.